Doing everyone, another episode of Off the Fence. Let's cut. Mr. C's joining us. You know him, big Instagram DJ going off all over. Brother, how are ya?
I'm good, man. How are you?
You ready?
Bro? Fucking
earth. Are you ready for the psychological battle, brother?
I'm ready, cuz.
You got me covered?
Run the ball. Hey, run the
it's
ball.
Not a battle, look. It's not a battle, brother. It's a nice conversation about random topics.
Let's go,
let's get it cracking. What do we got first?
Best sneaker brand right now.
Who's starting? Who's going first? I'll leave this up to you. You want to get crack on?
I'll get started, bro.
Let's go.
This is an easy one. It's Nike.
It's Nike, easy. Mm-hmm.
I know you're an ASICS guy. I've seen this. But I mean, you know.
Brother.
Yeah, you're a Kmart guy, eh?
Look, it's not necessary. Look, this guy get carried away. Let's stick to the question.
I'll say Nike. Bro, Nike is a staple. Like, it's an iconic, bro. How can I break this down? Like, all right, we got a picture of like Nike Dunks, like the first, you know, Jordans. Mm-hmm. So Nike's done their thing in America. It's huge. But Nike here, I mean, we got TNs. Bro, is like, need I say more?
Yeah.
I always looked at ASICS as like, they were really expensive, but I was like, I never grabbed to one, bro.
They look like,
they're like grandfather shoes to me.
Yep.
But the best sneaker brand by far, I say Nike.
All right, lads, listen, before we get started, today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped, the Lawnmower 4.0. I'm telling you, I promise you, this is the body clipper I use. It's waterproof. Look, it's got a light on it, right? It's wireless charging. I just keep it in the shower. It's a mad body clipper. I shave my chest. I shave my head. Why not? It shaves everything, right? It's really reliable. One wireless charge. It comes on a mad stand, right? Plugs in a USB charger, one wireless charge, I sit it up on the shower, I promise you, 2 weeks. It's just a mad, reliable body clipper. You can get it for your partner. If you're a woman out there, get it for your partner. He'll love it, I promise you, he'll love it. Anyway, I got a code for you, code Spanion, 20% off. When you go on their website, order the Lawnmower 4.0, get the whole package, code Spanion, 20% off. I promise you, you'll love it. Oj. And so you're basing that off Nike being the norm in the culture in a lot more circumstances than ASIC has ever been.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand that. Like, where has ASIC ever been the shoe other than Sydney? Recently Sydney, everywhere. But before that, only Sydney City. And even here in Sydney City, it was only a specific amount of boys that rocked the ASICs.
ASICs mean
a lot. I understand what you're saying. If you're comparing... Like, if you're just going off how influential is the shoe, how many different genres does it cover, and how many people like, and the success of it, it goes without saying. Nike is the most dominant brand in sport in general. But if I want to talk about quality, let's talk about quality.
Okay.
Are you gonna like genuinely tell me that a Nike sneaker is even 60% the quality of an ASIC?
No.
Or is better for sport?
No,
can you imagine girls playing netball in Nikes?
Nah, they'd be broken ankles everywhere.
Broken. Can you imagine someone playing a game of tennis in a pair of Nikes, a pair of Air Max?
I'm sure there's a few, man. Venus and Serena,
100%. There is a few.
But like, I mean, look, Lacoste, I don't even know, bro. But I'm just saying Nike, bro. I'm just saying, in terms of quality, I've rolled my ankles a number of times in Nike TNs because they're just like, it's like they're the worst for your feet. They are the worst for your feet.
Well, think about what you just said. That speaks. They're objective. Think about what you just said. Like, really break that down. Nike promote themselves as a sports shoe, an action shoe. They promote the shoes you're wearing as running shoes. And even somebody who loves the shoe, and I can understand the reasons that you do love them. It's not all just that. At the end of the day, we're not playing sport. So who cares? You know what I mean? But that's just the only thing for me, for a brand that is so successful and has so much money and has so many sports stars under their name that sell their premium shoe everywhere in the world, and even a lover of that shoe can sit there and say, look, they're not even really good for the sport, and they sort of break, and they're sort of like Kmart-y. But,
but they look mean.
They do. There's mad looking Nikes.
Still, man, like from 13, I've never looked back. I've always just worn Nike TNs just for the look, you know, not necessarily for comfort or quality.
Yeah, 100%. Well, so it goes without saying that my answer is ASICS. I won't get into it. I've explained that many times. He's all known. I just said, I just feel like it is the best mixture between
performance and appearance, right? I know there's other mad performance shoes that shoe on, O-N or whatever. I know that New Balance.
Under Armour goes hard.
Do they?
Under Armour's got good basketball shoes.
But it looks hard. It's putrid. Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah, yeah.
It's the look, man.
Yeah, it's the look, yeah. So I don't know. I just find that like when you have a pair of Ken's Eyes or a pair of like fresh Kayanos, it's the maddest mixture between actually a good shoe and they still look straight. All right, next question. Let's go. Best Adam Sandler film. Best Adam Sandler film. Well, that's like, and I didn't even, like, I'm not sitting here preparing these questions. And that's funny because he's like my favorite actor. I grew up on this bloke's films.
Yeah, me too.
Have you watched heaps of them?
Yeah, bro. Sweet. Yeah,
I'll start on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy Gilmore, bro.
Out of just these two?
No. Best Adam Sandler film. Okay. I love Happy Gilmore, bro. I like heaps of his movies. Billy Madison is funny. I don't know. I just feel in Happy Gilmore, he plays the best character. Billy Madison's funny in like a clown way. It's more a bit about noises. It's a bit too childish for my liking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Happy Gilmore, how he plays the angry hockey player.
Go to your home.
Yeah.
You too good for your home.
Every job he's got, and he's going like that with he's pumping gas like that. Like I don't know. The whole movie's mad, bro. And he's
I say Waterboy. I got good memories.
Waterboy's hectic.
I got good memories with Waterboy, but
he plays a mad character in Waterboy.
Out of
they're my favorite too. Now you said that Waterboy and Happy Gilmore.
Waterboy, but I think Happy Gilmore. But then again, when he's getting the Billy Madison man.
Yeah, I mean, what else is there? Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, bro, as the years went by,
yeah.
I don't know, his movies kind of like, some of them were a total miss where I was like, bro, like I feel like I was too old for it. Like the stuff that's dropped, like he didn't do Zoolander. That's Ben what's his name?
That's
Ben Stiller.
Movie.
Yeah, it's still a gun.
Ben Stiller. But Zoolander's crack up.
The other one.
That's one of the fucking best comedies, that Zoolander. It's so underappreciated.
He's, he's a hairdresser. So Adam Sandler is a hairdresser.
Yeah. I don't like that one either. Yeah, he's the Jewish hairdresser.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's, No, you're right. I don't know if it's because we grew too old. It's definitely no Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison. And same like Little Nicky. I didn't find that too funny.
Yeah.
Where he's like the demon or whatever.
I think that was like a one watch. And then you watch it, like it comes on TV again. And then you watch it again. You're like, oh, I missed that. And then you watch it a third time. You're like, this is fucking hilarious. Like, there was some. Was some parts, man. Like off the top of my head, what was the brothers? The brothers that were. I can't even think right now.
Have you noticed in his movies, he has the same actors?
It's the same
crew and they play different things. That's where that Rob Snyder come from. Deuce Bigelow.
He
was just one of Adam Sandler's mates that was always in his movies.
The guy in Billy Madison that played the school shooter, and he calls him up and he apologizes to him for bullying him all those years.
He's
creepy looking.
Is he? I don't remember. He's got goofy.
He's like, all right, Billy Madison. He's sitting there. He's like, he calls him and he's like, hey, is this such and such? And he's like, yes. And he's like, oh, I just want to say I'm so sorry for all the things that I did to you as a teen.
Is
and
this the bloke that in Big Daddy? This is the bloke in Big Daddy. Bro, in Big Daddy, he's the bum and he asks for Macca's. And he goes, Macca's is closed at no breakfast after 11 a.m. And he goes into court and he goes, don't be angry just because your dad shaved your head.
He's mad.
He's mad.
But so even him.
Didn't he play the child molester in
Con Air?
Con Air,
him. Bro. Yeah.
He's a good actor. Garlem Green in Con Air.
Yeah. Oh, bro.
He's a good actor, that lad, eh?
I think, bro, best of all time. It's been thrashed. It's been thrashed on like Channel 7, Channel 9. Like they always bring it up. I say Wedding Singer. Because I only saw that recently.
That's actually good. Like, Wedding Singer's actually good.
It pulled on my heartstrings a little bit. Like I was like, man.
That is good.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Because he was funny without clowning.
Yeah.
Because some of his movies, it's only clowning.
Yeah, catchy songs
like
in it.
Billy Madison, it's just clowning.
Yeah.
And then in Heart.
Drew Barrymore.
What's it called again?
Wedding Singer, man. Anyway. But he had catchy songs in it as well, bro. Like, but that shit was hilarious. Like, fucking. What was that? His girlfriend that, like, brushed him. They were supposed to get married.
Yeah.
And then he's like singing all the, he's at the wedding.
Yeah.
And he's like, Love Stinks. Like, that was fucking hilarious. It was hilarious, but it was like, it pulled on my heartstrings as well, bro. All
right, next.
Oh, fuck. What a controversial one.
So even the reaction here, you know what? Like, Gay, you starting.
Like, what are we saying? Are we just saying, like, overall?
But you're asking the wrong person, brother. I'll just let you talk now. But anyway.
I know I'm going to get blasted in the comments. I'm going to have to go with Drake.
Drake?
I'll go with Drake, man. Yeah. He's had a epic fucking 10 years, bro.
Yeah.
So is Kanye. Just personally, I have a few. Kanye is he's a weapon. You know, his first album that dropped, what was that fucking, the shit, man. I'm not even, see, that's the thing. I'm not massive on Kanye, bro.
Yep.
I watched the Netflix thing recently. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw, it was Yeezus. And it's like a 3-part documentary on him.
Yeah.
And I finished it and I was like, fuck. Like, yep. He's pretty good. Like, I'm like, fuck. Like, it made me like him again.
Yeah.
But with all the other political and shit that he was doing, I was like, bro, what are you doing, man? Like, fuck, you're losing me.
Yep.
But Drake, I'll say Drake, man, he's not even, I mean, he's had a killer run, man. What are you saying?
All right. I'm like the opposite in every way to your answer. I would be embarrassed if somebody was playing their music and I was sitting in the car. I'd ask that person politely to turn it down. Otherwise, I'm getting out the car. Drake's music is probably more embarrassing to me than Kanye. At least Kanye's is not made for women. I can understand how Drake would make songs for like teenage girls and they'd be like, oh man, oh.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I don't like either of them, don't know nothing about them, but I like Kanye because he talks about all those things, bro. And that's the only reason I like him. He's saying all the stuff about the Jews and how people keep threatening him and how the industry is.
Yeah.
And I only like him for that. Yeah. I like him for his self-confidence. I love him for the fact that he can thinks that he can conquer the world and he thinks he can be president. And you can only become president if you believe in yourself.
Mm.
So I admire his personality. I think this bloke is a cat, pretty much. Mm. And I don't really like either of their music. my answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
God damn. I was just saying like musically.
No.
But then again, I'll say, like Kanye, like politically, I'm never one to like, you know, have someone sit there and be like, don't with the higher powers that be.
Yeah.
And they're like, shh, don't speak about that. Yeah, like, keep quiet. Like, and confidence is fucking everything, man. Like, look at the industry that we're in. Like, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. You wouldn't be you're doing if you weren't your unapologetic self.
100.
I mean, Yeezy, but like there's a few things that just stick out to me.
I didn't even know his name was Yeezy. I'm learning this now. Yeezy, this is nickname.
Like he's done.
I heard you say Yeezy a couple of times.
Bro, he broke into, I'm not swaying. I'm still going to go with Drake. Yeah. But there is things like he broke into the fashion industry. Like Louis Vuitton, he did like a fucking...
Isn't he like a billionaire or something?
A bit, I don't know.
Who knows what they are? It's all lies. Yeah.
But he did some fucking Louis Vuitton or apprenticeship there after he was like on.
Yeah, did he?
He's like famous as fuck. And they were like, oh, okay, you're going to break into fashion now. Like, fuck off. And he's like, watch me fucking do it. Like, and he broke in and did his thing. So I give him his props, but I'm just saying... I got memories with Drake, man. I got bangers that I still listen to that I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I mean, look, I'm a DJ, man.
It's like 100%. You're a DJ. You're going to think about that in a complete different way. The last thing, I haven't even heard of Drake's name for years. And the last thing I've seen is that meme getting around now and when he's like doing a song and he's like being real sus, do your thing, 21.
Oh, yeah.
Do your thing, what do you 21.
Can you do some for me?
I heard that and I'm like, I'm glad I hated that bloke 10 years ago. I'm glad, brother. I'm like, anyway, next one. What a hood question. Mm. How hood can you get, brother? Mm. How Sydney City can you get?
Yeah.
I'll start on this one?
Go for it.
WRX versus Evo. Look, I know that the Evo is, it's a better car.
Mm.
It's a better car, right? It is from what I've heard, if you're going to put any money into either of them, the difference in performance is dramatically even more. So even straight off the bat, I heard, like, I know that the Evo is a better car, right? When you spend money on them, the performance you get back from an Evo compared to a Rexy is enormous. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's enormous. Evos, done up Rexies, Evos blow them, bro. They blow them. I like Rexies better. So I'm looking at it more as, what do you get at the factory? Right, so what do you get at the factory? You buy an Evo, you buy a Rexy, and I'm talking ages ago, right? So like, if you're going to get in a stolen car, it's going to be, you know what I mean? Like, how they're pretty much equal cars when they're at the factory.
Stock standard.
They're stock standard. They're almost equal. The differences are small. The Evos, I think the Rexy might even be a tiny bit faster, and people say the Evo handles a little bit better. The reason I like the Rexy is because it was easier to steal for the older boys back in my area. All the boys were always stealing Rexies. It got a place in the culture.
Yeah.
And they look better. They just look better. Rexies,
the early 2000s ones.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking ages ago.
Yeah. Not the ones now, I'm like,
Yeah. Oh, no, the Rexies now, they're fine.
Early 2000s.
And the Rexies, Evo stopped. Yeah, the Evo stopped altogether, and the Rexies now. But yeah, if we're talking like 15, 20 years ago, the Rexies looked hectic. The Evos actually looked like bodgy Japanese cars with a body kit. They actually looked like that. If you see an Evo 3 or an Evo, like maybe the Evo 6 is the first one that looked hectic, but if you see them older Evos, they look like Toyota Camrys with body kits. Like, you can see that the body kit is just glued on and it's a bodgy car.
It's just like Fast and the Furious number one. I think it was the first Fast and the Furious movie.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Walker. That's the Evo, yeah?
I've never seen it.
You never seen Fast?
No. I know what it is, the car movie.
You haven't seen Fast and the Furious? Have you seen any of Fast and the Furious?
No. I've never saw.
I watched like two.
I've never seen. I know what they are. I know. I've been in a situation where it's been on TV clearly.
Okay, yeah.
So I know that they're like gangsters and they drive cars and they're racing.
I mean,
and the bloke died.
In real life, Paul Walker.
And the bold guy,
Vin Diesel, whatever. Yeah.
So I know that much about it. I've never actually watched one.
My pick, I'll say Rexy. Bro, I don't know cars, but I remember early 2000s. I remember when Fast and the Furious dropped. Everyone rushed the movie at Eastie's, if you know, like East Gardens and that. Everyone rushed in the cinemas. Bro, I was like sitting in the hall, like watching the fucking movie, and they were kicking people out. But when that first movie popped up, and it was the Nissan Skyline, the R34, whatever it was, which is like insane. I think that was number two, whatever the fuck it was.
That demolishes those two cars. Yeah.
They're like going up in price like crazy.
They're like 300 grand now.
But I just remember that era, early 2000s, every like second car was like either a Rexy,
it
was lowered, people be going over fucking speed humps, like super slow on an angle and shit. Just for the look.
They're more iconic. They are, especially to us in Sydney. Definitely more iconic. Yeah. That's why I chose her. But if you ask any like really like bloke that's into tuning cars and is a mechanic, they're always going to say Evo. Okay. Always.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why. That's why I picked Rexy, brother. Yeah. So we agree on that one. Let's go.
Bro, this is.
Is Vegemite overrated or underrated?
I'm just going to spit it out.
Go.
It's overrated.
Overrated?
It is foul.
Oh, it's foul?
Foul. Tuh. And the reason as it why is foul is because it tastes like booty.
bro, it's full putrid?
Bro, my nan raised me.
Yeah.
She's...
Can I ask you before we go any further?
Yeah.
What does a piece of Vegemite toast look like? What does it look like to you? This is everything. I love Vegemite, but Vegemite can be putrid to me. You know what Vegemite is? You know what it's like, right? It's like me asking, do you like anchovies?
I don't mind the anchovies, all right, man.
But if I give you a piece of bread covered in anchovies, do you like them?
Depends on how hungry I am. Right. I've been hungry
If
before,
I give you a mad pizza and one per slice is a nice anchovy, do you like anchovies a little bit better in that situation?
Yeah.
That's Vegemite.
Okay.
Vegemite, because if you make a piece of Vegemite toast, I love Vegemite, right? If you make a piece of Vegemite toast and you put Vegemite over the whole piece of toast, if you look at the piece of toast and the toast is brown, putrid, horrible.
Because it's burnt? Or because it's just there's
no, Vegemite? No, because it's too much Vegemite.
Yeah.
Vegemite is like, you see how I make a Vegemite toast, brother? You put heaps of butter and you just streak the Vegemite. It should be done in light streaks. If you have it like that, poor lad.
I was raised in a house of Promite.
We didn't. Yuck!
Nah, bro. This is what I was saying with my nan. Bro, it was Promite over everything. And she's Aussie as it comes. Yeah. Like, that side of my family is Aussie as anything.
Where does that come from? Promite? Who even eats that?
I don't know, but it's.
I thought that was some New Zealand
Promite
stuff.
Promite is, I believe it's vegetable extract, and Vegemite.
Yeast.
It's like, it says veg, so you would assume it's it's vegetable extract. I don't really know, but.
I think it's a yeast extract. I have no idea, to be honest. Man,
there's just a sweeter taste.
You like Promite better?
I love Promite, bro.
Wow.
Promite, ricotta cheese, tomato with dill, salt and pepper. That's like my childhood. That's everything.
At least, all right, I can't. That's a very complex combination. It's a bit too complex for me to judge right now.
Bro.
Promite, feta cottage cheese.
You can go Philly or you can go ricotta or you can go cottage cheese.
All right, cottage cheese. You mix all three. Tomato.
Yeah. Tomato. Thinly sliced tomato.
Dill.
All
right.
From Master Field, whatever, you know.
No, that sounds nice.
A good dill. And then salt and pepper.
That sounds heavy.
Bro, that was like, that's like a.
Yeah, that sounds mad. Yeah. So almost like, it almost treating like Promite as like a marinade underneath. Like
it creates a nice undertone. Yeah.
But Promite and Marmite, there's another one.
Marmite, I've never tried Marmite, bro.
I think I have. I don't know.
No.
Maybe I'm confusing Marmite and Promite, but one of them I had, I'm like,
Promite's the bro. Promite. Next time, bro, you should do a test. Just have Promite and Vegemite, and then just try the difference. Have a strawberry in between to just cleanse your palate. Yep. Just totally cut your palate, and then check the rest. Difference. I'm telling you, man, Vegemite. Nah, man.
Yeah, you hate it.
My grandma used to curse it. She used to curse it. Now she's like, "Why don't I buy that?"
How much do you think that's influenced you?
Heaps, man. My nan's word was everything, bro. I was like, okay, it's bad, bro. Yeah. Too much, man.
It's funny, like that our conditioning to things can, like, do. Yeah. I guess if my mum fed me Promite, I'd be saying the same thing as you.
That's it.
And if your nan loves,
but if you've had combinations, the right combinations with ricotta cheese and tomato, and salt and pepper and dill, it's mad, bro.
Yeah, that sounds mad.
It's a good.
Let's go. All right, 90s versus 2000s. You start on this one.
This is easy. I think we may both agree. Mm-hmm. It's 90s rap.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say 2000s just didn't, but it's 90s was the golden era. Mm-hmm. It was the golden era of rap. Yeah. Man. Like, it was the I don't wanna say it's the foundation, because the 80s was the foundation, then the 90s was gangster rap, like it was everything else.
Yep.
Bro, you got.
How much do you think that, because this is so common. This is a thrashed question.
Mm.
You always see Facebook memes of this and 90s rapper and the 2000 rapper. Like, you always see that meme. Mm. So the common answer is 90s and 2000 and that. And all right, my answer, the shallow answer would be 90s. But I want to talk about more. How much do you think that is relating to our nostalgia? Like, if you're going to sit there and really think, say, NWA, if you're going to listen to Eazy-E rap, because everyone says, Eazy-E, oh, 50 Cent, Eazy-E is the real gangster. Mm. If you're going to listen to an Eazy-E song and then listen to Get Rich or Die Trying, like, logically, your mind clear, like, my older brother used to play Eazy-E and I love it. If we clear that, I wonder how influenced by that we are. If you listen to Get Rich, Die Trying, or if you listen to Eazy Does It, what is better? If you think of it like that, you know, and this doesn't encompass the whole answer, because obviously there's a lot of other rappers from the 90s, but I'm just specifying Eazy-E versus them two, right? Who's better out of them two, NWA or 50 Cent? Get Rich or Die Trying, or whatever their album's called.
Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton.
But Eazy Does It is a, bro, if we're going to compare albums, like, that was a huge, like, Boys in the Hood was on there.
Yeah.
And that set a tone.
Yeah.
That was like trend setting. That was pioneering. Mm-hmm. However, Get Rich or Die Trying, you got like the mini movies in the middle of it of Many Men. What was the one?
There's so many good songs on that.
My brother used to hammer. My brother Pete loved
is the best song on that. When it's beef cock and a dump and the drama really means nothing to me. A rah bah, blow your brains out.
No.
I'ma kill you. I ain't playing. Hear what I'm saying, fool? I ain't playing. Bitch, you slipping, I'ma kill you. Bro, what a song. Yeah. What a song.
But like,
but I'm not saying this to choose 2000s. I just didn't want to sit here and be the simple answer. It's like 90s is better than everything. Olden days is the best. I wanted to make it a bit more dimensional.
Okay.
Look, so, all right. Your answer is 90s. Mm. Having said that, my answer still has to be 90s because when I think of 2000s rap, the only rappers that I don't even know too many that I like. I wasn't part of the Lil Wayne phase. I never liked him. 50 Cent is good for one album. I've never liked his music after Get Rich or Die Trying. But look, you know what? Actually, let's get back to it. Yeah, I'm actually going to rethink this because I forgot about something. If I'm going to compare the rappers that I actually listen to, they're all from the 2000s. Mm. Jedi Mind Trick's biggest time was the 2000s. Immortal Technique went off in the 2000s. Mm. Army of the Pharaohs got off in the 2000s. These are the rappers that I like. Ill Bill, Necro, even though they had songs in the 90s, they started pumping in the 2000s. And so I will choose the 2000s because of that.
Man,
But then again, my favorite rapper is Crazy Bone and Bone Thugs. And is their 90s music better than their 2000s music? It is. The Art of War, 1997. I don't know, brother. I'm all over the place.
Like Crazy Bone, man, he full brushed me, eh? Like,
oh yeah,
yeah. I was DJing. He's like those in the club that walk through. I was at Bondi, and Wish was there, and Crazy was there, and I was like, hey, I was like, oh, Crazy Bone. I was like, man, can I get a photo? And he's like, nah. And he just like, and I was like, bro, I'm a fan. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Full got cut, bro. I was like, anyways, and Wish grabbed him and was like, bro, that's a fan. Like, what are you doing?
Oh yeah.
And he turned around. He's like, yeah, come on, like. It's full took the photo. Well, I still got the photo and shit.
Yeah.
And he took a photo and I was like, fuck that cunt. But Wish, I was like, oh, fucking mad cunt. Yeah, but yeah. He was all right. But musically, yeah, Bone Thugs, amazing. Bro, 90s for me, I have to go strong with 90s because Tupac, man. It was Tupac's era. It was everything, man. That was everything.
Yeah.
Tupac was like, the cutoff, man, you know.
Yeah,
but still.
100%. It's hard to go past the whole thing, Tupac.
He set the bar. Yeah. Bro, he set the bar so high. I don't
know. I think 2000's got Eminem, bro.
Yeah.
When did the Mathers LP come out?
I don't know.
2001. That's the white one with I can't even. I was never
Eminem, man. Never. Because he produced Loyal to the Game by Tupac after Tupac had passed.
Yep.
I'm massive on Tupac, man.
Yep.
So it was 2004. And I was like, would Tupac approve of these beats with his acapellas, with his vocals over the top? And I was like, who is Eminem?
Yeah.
Get Dr. Dre or something, man. Like, it's someone that, you know what I mean? Like, was around the same time with him that's. Yep. It's Dr. fucking Dre, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, Eminem still.
But I guess that's not amazing. Eminem's fault. I guess that's the people that are in charge of Tupac's music.
Yeah.
That
would have chosen the estate.
True. Yeah, Eminem's like, if someone asked you to produce a Tupac album,
I'd probably say no.
Oh, I'd say yes, brother. I've never DJed. I've never produced before, but let's learn. That would be me, brother. Let's cut. All right, next one.
Snack. Ooh.
Best midnight snack. I'll start on this one. I love salt and vinegar. If you're gonna talk rubbish food, right? If you're gonna talk junk food, that's what it means. I'm not gonna sit here and go, oh, you know what the best midnight snack is? Is like protein yogurt, all right? I'm not gonna sit here saying that. If we're talking, unless you've got some little custom feed that you make, like you get crackers and this, and you can say that.
Mm.
My favorite confectionery type, servo type feed ever, right? Was my heroin addiction days. I used to live on this.
Late night runs.
Choc butternut snaps with milk.
Choc butternut snaps.
Bro.
The American, the Butterfinger? No, bro.
All right, how can I explain a choc butternut snap? It's like a butternut snap is very similar to an Anzac biscuit.
Yeah.
Right. A very similar Anzac biscuit. You know, Anzac biscuit is, it's like it's like a real like honey, like glazed biscuit, a real syrupy biscuit. Yeah. But Anzac biscuit is a softer, it like bends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Butternut snaps is the same type of flavor, but it's like it's cooked more. It's like if you snap it, it'll get bang, crack like glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? They get that. And Arnott's, you know how they have Tim Tams? Where one side's, well, what Arnott's done is they covered one side in chocolate. So it's a choc butternut snap. It's crazy. You just have plain milk, you dip it in. Wow.
Yeah.
Taking me back to my heroin days.
I'll say, I mean, that's sweet, but I mean, I'll say savory, man. This is what, like, I got a bad addiction to kettle chili chips, man.
Yeah.
And they're always thrashed. You go in Coles and they're like, they're on sale. I don't know what it is, man. Like, people, like, every other flavor is still there. You can get them for $2.50, like the giant bag. Like, I'll polish a family pack bag like it's nothing. I had to slow up on them.
Not kettle.
Kettle chili, but they disappeared for a couple of years, man.
Not the sour cream and
chili. No.
Not sweet
chili. They're just straight chili.
Proper chili, the hot one. If you touch your eyes, you're gone.
Bro. All right. Yeah. But they're not as, like, chili Cheetos.
Yeah.
Like, in America, they got the chili Cheetos. I got addicted when I was over there, like, chili Cheetos, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Bro, you feel shit, your poo's red.
Like, oh, no
it's
way.
Fucking, bro, it's like, bro, it should have, like, bro, it's bad, man. Yeah.
Imagine the artificial colouring in that, bro, lad. It's full staining the lining of your bowels.
Yeah. It messes up your innards and shit. People fucking, in the States, man, they're like $1.50 a here. They're like $9.80 a pack.
And you would get them, you know how the convenience stores, you know there's some convenience stores and they get all the American cereals. And those places
they could triple the price.
But you go buy a pack of chips, it's American, $11. Yeah. Sorry, relax.
The kettle chili chips for midnight snack, midnight run, that's me like on a,
You love salt and vinegar?
I rock with salt and vinegar. I won't go, if there's nothing else there, like not at the store, but like whoever's bought in the house and there's just a packet sitting
worst
there.
Worst chip flavor. Chips.
Worst?
Yep.
Oh, the lime.
The kettle?
The Black Forest lime.
The black pepper and lime.
Lime
and black pepper? Yeah. Lime and cracked pepper.
Yeah,
lime and cracked.
It's heartburn, man.
I'm getting
reflux. I'm like,
nah, bro. To me, bro, the worst chip flavor is chicken.
What is that?
It's like the flavor that comes in the chicken noodles.
That's primary school.
chips, brother. Come on, what are you?
I was never allowed to Smiths, man. I was never allowed Smiths, and now I'm like I'm still like, now you're older, and then you're like, oh yeah, I'll get Smiths.
But do you remember tomato sauce flavored chips?
Yeah. They disappeared. Then they came back.
They were Sam Boy or something.
Yeah, Sam. Bro,
and they added the weirdest cheese and onion, tomato sauce. But barbecue's decent. That's OG. That's not a new. But there were some weird ones.
Yeah, Sam Boy, man.
Sam Boy. Hey. All right, let's go. What's next?
What's your favorite? Oh, bro.
Favorite childhood TV show. Go.
Round the Twist.
Round the Twist.
Yeah, man. Oh, I think, man.
Did you watch that at primary school?
Yeah.
It used to be part of the primary school curriculum.
Was
it? Yeah, it was.
On a rainy day, they push in the TV.
New South Wales wide, because everyone I've talked to has watched that as a part of classes in primary schools. So I think that the New South Wales government, education, decided that was part of the curriculum. And do you ever remember watching it and doing questions on it? Because they were directly related to Roald Dahl's short stories.
Yes, Roald Dahl,
And Roald Dahl was part of the curriculum.
Yeah,
and
we had to read his books.
We read his books. We got shown... Around the Twist.
It was mad, bro. When there was nothing else, when it was like the news and then all the adult shows that you're like a kid and you just make it, like you jump off the bus, you jump in, it's like, turn it on. Have you ever? I was like, fuck, bro.
What episode I always remember? The one where they're just getting shit on by a million seagulls. I don't remember the episodes, but there's one where all these seagulls come and they're just getting shit on, like, and they're like, and they're covered in shit. And I was like,
this is years ago, man.
That was a long time ago. I'm talking 93.
Yeah. But I was already, you got like, I think you got like 2 years on me.
Yeah.
But it was like, I want to say another, I don't know if you were ever into it, as Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, man.
Of course I know it. I don't even think I've watched a complete episode. Yeah. Nah.
Man.
Fresh Prince. Bro, do you remember Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids?
Nah. That's
before?
That was before. Yeah, I was too young.
Yeah. Nah, Fresh Prince, I was never that into it. I found it I was always in the stage where I was watching TV shows, I was always a bit young to appreciate the situational comedy of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, like I was like, when I was watching Around a Twist and stuff, I'm talking 6, 7. But maybe Fresh Prince is good if you're like 11, 12.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Different age
group. Yeah. We were watching, I was watching reruns 11, 12.
Yeah, yeah.
Like year 6. And I was like, oh, this is like, oh, he's got fresh shoes. He's got, he dresses like this. He's funny. Carlton's like fucking weird. And yeah, man. Yeah.
But my answer? There's a lot of ones I could say that would be nostalgic for Australians. And, you know, I could say Cheese TV and I could say Baka Mice from Mars and everything that was on Agro's Cartoon Connection.
Right.
All right. So I can say that stuff and it would make for good yarns, but I can never, ever go past The Simpsons.
Okay.
The Simpsons, brother. Like, that stuff has been pumping since 1988. The mid-90s, the comedy, the intelligence. That can entertain anyone from a 5-year-old kid to a 40-year-old man. That
Jesus.
Like it's The Simpsons is just crazy, and that series, like, I love The Simpsons. Remember back before the internet, and you have Foxtel, you know, you have the thing, and there was that channel Fox 8.
Yeah, Fox 8.
Fox 8.
This is like Optus.
Yeah, it's like Optus Vision.
Yeah,
Vision or Telstar. Telstar, Optus Vision, but Fox 8 on Sunday mornings used to have Sunday Marathon, and they play it Simpsons. For 5 hours.
Yeah,
I used to get the cassettes, right? And just I used to record the long cassettes, record back and forward the entire things. And I used to have every single Simpsons episodes.
I'm going to change my answer.
Yep.
You've unlocked.
Unlocked memories?
It's not Round the Twist.
Not Round the Twist.
Because you said record.
Yep.
Rage. As a kid, bro.
Yep.
I was 6, 7, 8, all the way. Rage. I get up 6 o'clock and bro, those were the best memories. Go downstairs, put on record the, like, whatever. Return of the Mac would come on.
Yep.
Sexual Healing, like all these songs that are now playing a part in my DJing. Yep. Bro, Rage. That was the best childhood TV show. Even though it wasn't even for child. But yeah, 100%. Simpsons, Simpsons.
You know, the Rage and also Video Hits, but mostly Rage, how it was like iconic to me, is because in boys' homes, so I guess you could say childhood, in boys' homes, that was like all the boys used to stay up, like, what was it, Friday nights or Saturday? Both.
It was both.
And you'd stay up and you know how they'd have like rap editions? Rap editions of this and that. Sometimes it would be like rock and it'd be hosted by Silverchair and you'd be like,
But
sometimes it'd be like a rap. You know what I mean? Sometimes they'd have like a hip hop guy hosting it. And you'd literally sit there and you'd be hearing Wu-Tang Cream and stuff. Yeah, and you're like, and half the wing Nas. In Juvie, half the wing at Cobham would be, you'd hear just like, Nas pumping and. And if you had the right host, he'd pump like proper songs. You know what I mean? You'd see Tupac clips and all that. So yeah, Rage was cracker. Yeah. But if I'm talking child, if I'm talking 8, 9, 10, 11, then yeah, Simpsons. Anyway, tell us, drop a comment. What was the best? The thing is, bro, when we're thinking on the spot, you miss heaps of stuff.
You do,
There'll be people in the comments, what about this, The Simpsons? What about that? You didn't even mention this. But that's like anything, you know what I mean? Anyway, brother. Mad, brother.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Thank you for coming on, brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
That's huge.
That's you.